Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters. Firehouse.com brings you the leaders of the nation's fire, rescue, and EMS services, the top columnists and educators, and today's most important issues, headlines, and comments. Listen right on your desktop or download and listen on the go to Firehouse.com.
Well, welcome, and you're here with Tim Wall, chair of the VCRS section of the International Association of Fire Chiefs. And we're here with the authors and contributors to a new ribbon report just released by the VCRS. It's called Opening New Doors, the Silver Ribbon Report, Guidelines and Best Practices for a Successful Youth Service Program. And I'm here with several of the authors that I'd like to introduce and have them give a little bit of background, and then we'll have a round discussion about releasing this ribbon report. With me is Dan Eagleston. Welcome, Dan.
Welcome, Tim. Thank you very much. As Tim said, my name's Dan Eagleston. I'm the Fire Rescue Chief for Albemarle County, Virginia, and also one of the contributing authors to our new ribbon report, and they're proud to be here today.
Welcome, Chief Eagleston. Also with me is Cliff Takawana from the Learning for Life program.
Thank you, Tim. I represent the Fire Explorers and Learning for Life, a division of Boy Scouts of America, and very proud to represent our program and to be a part of this great task force.
Well, welcome, Cliff. Also is Chief Mike Jaffa. Welcome, Chief Jaffa.
Thanks, Tim. My name is Mike Jaffa. I'm with Santa Fe County Fire Department. I'm a captain there, paid captain. I'm also a deputy chief in the volunteer department, the Taharas Volunteer Fire Department. And I'm here today and have been on this task force representing the Southwest Division of the IAFC.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Kevin Kowalski, Assistant Chief with Simsbury Volunteer Fire Department, Simsbury, Connecticut. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks, Chief Wall. I'm Kevin Kowalski. I'm Deputy Chief of Simsbury Volunteer Fire Company and also the Fire Marshal of the Fire District, 35-year member, where we have a very active junior program. I sit on the Commission of the State of Connecticut Fire Prevention and Control, where we have developed some operating guidelines as well on the junior program.
Well, welcome, gentlemen, and thank you for your time, and I appreciate through your busy schedule. We have the annual VCOS symposium going on as we're here talking, but we wanted to share this with the listening audience how important we believe, and the VCOS issuing a yet another ribbon report. This is number 5. It follows up some things that are important to the volunteer combo fire service, and this is our 5th report coming out. And Tim Wall welcomes you to listening to the program. I'm from North Farms Volunteer Fire Department in Wallingford, Connecticut. It's a combination system. I serve chief of the North Farms Volunteer Fire Department. So go on, just have an open discussion of what you brought to writing the ribbon report. And how about Chief Mike Jaffa, if you can lead off and maybe the history of how we got to getting this report released.
Sure. Thanks, Chief Wall. Back in 2007, the Southwest Division of the IAFC introduced a resolution to the Board of Directors to come up with some guidelines and some rules for junior firefighters across the country. The Board of Directors of the Southwest Division had realized that there nationally wasn't any set guidelines, rules, or best practices. So they brought that before the board. Board took it under advisement, and we reworded the resolution for the following year. At that point, the resolution was adopted, and a task force set up under the direction of the VCOS to come up with a best practices guide for junior firefighters across the country. Whether we call them explorers, cadets, or junior firefighters, it was to be an all-encompassing document. And I think this group's gotten together. They've taken input from across the country, many different departments who have successful programs of all three descriptions, so to speak, and some hybrids of their own. They've come up with a best practices document that kind of gives departments some guidelines if they have an existing program on how to make it a little bit better, some things they can implement to make keep their kids safe and their adult advisors safe, not only physically but in the legal realm of things. And it's also given a lot of folks advice on how to start a new program if they're interested.
Thank you, Chief Jaffa. And I believe in the report there is also the resolution that was passed by the International Association of Fire Chiefs?
Yes, the first couple pages of the report does include the resolution from 2008, which was the one that was approved by the Board of Directors.
Great. Good. Thank you. And with me also is Cliff Takawana. Cliff, can you bring your perspective to the importance of the report and what passion you brought to as one of the authors of the report?
Thank you. Thank you, Chief Wall. I represent the Fire Explorers, which is a program of the Learning for Life, and our parent organization, of course, is the Boy Scouts of America. And we've been in this program. We're celebrating our 60th year as Fire Explorers. We have some 2,000 fire posts throughout the nation. So we've been doing this a good while. We our service through a volunteer committee, a national committee, who helps set the safety standards because they are people, they are professionals in the organization. And we are always interested in sharing and participating in having these standards written to keep our young people safe. There's nothing more important than keeping our young people safe and providing for the health and well-being of them. We're interested in teaching them a hands-on experience about the career of firefighting so that the young person can really understand what it is to be in a career like that. And so we're really happy to be a part of this.
And Cliff, we are glad to have you. And you brought some valuable information, some knowledge, and a passion to the report, and muchly appreciated. And what's your website for more information on the Fire Explorer program?
They can get more information by getting into Learning for Life, just like it sounds, no dots, just learningforlife.org. And you'll come into our program and then click on Fire Exploring.
Thanks, Cliff. And you can also receive more information on the VCOS by visiting vcos.iafc.org for information on the report and our other reports that we have written. With that, Chief Kowalski, what did you bring to the report, and how did you feel once you saw the document and the dialogue with the panel of the individuals that came together back in June in Raleigh?
Well, actually, it was pretty interesting. In the research that we did on the project, it was we found that there was quite a diverse group, and also diverse ideas that came into it. The important part about it, as Cliff has mentioned, is the safety of the individuals, the safety of the youth, while balancing a really huge competitive process out there where the youth of America have to decide what they're going to do in their spare time. And one of the things we needed to do was balance that safety while maintaining utmost safety of the individuals with the interest factor and maintaining their interest. And that was one of the key points that we wanted to bring to the table. And also understand that it also had to have people understand that it can be used not only for retention and recruitment for the volunteers, but also recruitment for the career departments, where they're trying to recruit from within the cities and the communities in which they have. And sometimes, in some cases, especially when they're career, that doesn't happen because the volunteers are not there. It's a pretty difficult situation to have when you can't recruit within the city that you're serving. So this is certainly going to be a great tool for all the fire service to use, I think. And I want to thank you again for allowing me to be a part of that.
And one thing we got back from a meeting and all across America's fire service, there's the slogan for them, or the name or the title, are the cadets, juniors, explorers, and maybe called a different name. So we encompassed in the report those three names. And, we believe it's important for the fire service to start planning for a pipeline for membership and membership growth. And we just wanted to provide a guideline for best practices for your program. It's not going to solve all your problems, not going to solve all your issues, but gives you a roadmap and some information that's there and available, and maybe enhance your program. And we'd love to receive some feedback from other Explorer posts, cadet programs, or junior programs out there of what you're doing successful and share with us. Who knows? Maybe if the VCOS, Dan, if the VCOS feels the need in a few years, we can maybe do a rewrite or something like that. So, Chief Eagleston, what did you bring to the report that you thought was very important, and what do you feel is the commitment the VCOS Board of Directors have for the volunteer and combination fire service being leaders of them?
Well, I came at this in two different directions, really. First of all, I was a product of a junior program, and I was very fortunate. It was a very well-structured program that provided very good leadership opportunities for the youth. Eventually came to be a senior member, then eventually a career fire chief. So I know the importance of a junior member program and developing youth, but this is something from the VCOS perspective that we've heard from our members that they needed. They needed more guidance about how to establish a youth program as well as how to strengthen existing youth programs. So this is really for our members. And as it was said before, we had a very diverse group, but we were able to meet and develop some best practices that hopefully meets a wide range of programs that you see out there. So I think we're very proud of this report. I just had an opportunity in a session an hour ago to talk about it in public, but there's a great need out there, and I think, again, this is a wonderful opportunity to provide some guidance for developing our youth to next year's leaders.
Well, thank you, Chief Eagleston, and sharing with that is who would have known some 28 years later that a junior firefighter from North Farms could raise to the ranks of being chief and have the honor and pleasure to serve as chair of the VCOS. So we have to reach out and continue to plant seeds, as I guess we say sometimes in the fire service, for youth programs. And going along with the panel here again, we have Chief Kevin Kowalski from Connecticut, Mike Jaffa from New Mexico, Cliff Takawana from Texas, and Dan Eagleston from Virginia. What do you think is the most important aspect of getting this document out and share with the American Fire Service? I'll throw that to, why don't we start off with Cliff?
Well, I think communicating to them that there are standards, that there are guidelines, that there is help for any department that wants to invest into, and I think they all should invest in the youth of our community. We're servants to our community. That's the role that we assume. And it's so important for young people to have a real understanding of a career that they're thinking about pursuing. And that's what our program allows them to do in all of our programs in fire service. It gives them a hands-on understanding of what it is. It's not just what you see on television, but it's so much more to it. It takes so much dedication. It takes so much hard work. And there's a wonderful brotherhood that exists among firefighters that that they have to experience to understand. And so I think that this helps to communicate that to them and makes them aware of the, again, the help and support that's out there.
Well, thank you, Cliff. And also with the organization, that we've kind of formed a partnership with the VCOS in Learning for Life. And I believe you mentioned you secured a location for a time frame of an explorer, or I should say fire explorer boot camp, or is it a week away, or is it, why don't you, let me let you explain it.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. We've been searching for a site that could host a large, what we call fire conference. And it consists of hands-on training, and we invite all fire posts from out throughout the nation to attend. It's going to be at the Tarrant County Fire Training Center, which is north of the Fort Worth downtown area. We'll be staying at the University of Texas for dorms, and we have just, you know, written that contract, and we're just so excited about it. It's going to be on July the 5th, and we expect some 350, 400 young people to attend that. And really, really get a thrill of their lives, because they'll get a chance to experience the training, but also join in with other fire explorers from all over the nation. And those ties and that networking will last with them for a lifetime. We had a young man that was in one of our booths next to me these past few days, and he was here visiting a friend of his who was in a post, a fire post with him, down in Fort Myers, who is in the Coast Guard. And that happens all the time. I've had so many chiefs to come by and say, this is where I got my start, and I'm glad to see it's continuing. So I'm proud to be a part of it, and I think it's going to be a great activity.
Cliff, where would you be able to get information on that?
Once again, you can go to the website, the learningforlife.org website, and it will be mailed to all participating posts and their advisors.
Okay, and working with our partnership with the VCOS, that's the Volunteer Combination Officer Section of the United Association of Fire Chiefs. Cliff, you're also going to mail a copy of the Silver Ribbon Report, Opening New Doors, the Guidelines and Best Practices for a Successful Youth Fire Service Program?
Yes, that will go out next week to all of our registered post members.
And approximately how many are there?
There's around 2,000. A little
Great.
Less than that, but that'll, by the end of the year, it'll be close to 2,000.
Great. We appreciate our partnership and our working relationship in getting this information and other information that is important to youth programs across America. Chief Mike Jaffa, in your meeting with our distinguished writers and contributors, what did you feel you got out of the report, and maybe, what you brought to the report, and then what did you learn from working with the group to put the Ribbon Report together?
Well, thanks, Tim. I think probably one of the things I learned that was most interesting to me is just how many variations of different youth programs there are out there. For just about every program out there, everybody does something a little bit differently. So it was interesting to me to sit down with this group of folks and be able to pull ideas from each one of the departments that was represented there, and pull ideas from departments which had written in and given us some input when we asked for it, and find out what really was the best practice to keep the kids safe and to keep them interested and motivated. The other thing that's interesting to me that I think this report does for us and for the members of the VCOS is no matter what fire service conference you go to anymore, two subjects are going to be covered at all times, and that's recruiting and retaining new members and existing members, and changing the culture of the fire service to a more safety-centered culture. This report and dealing with junior members allows us to start bringing these people into the departments at a young age, and instead of changing their culture to a safety culture, setting that culture as a safety culture from day one. So this report incorporates a lot of information which allows departments to do that, and that certainly was a collective effort of everybody on the committee.
Thank you, Chief Jeff, and thank you for your time and your commitment to an author of the report, and also to the Southwest Division of the IAFC for bringing that forward. And we thank them, and the VCOS also thanks the IAFC Board of Directors, along with the President, for their commitment to seeing this report.
It was an honor to represent the Southwest Division on this task force. And as we progressed through this, it wasn't certainly all my input. I would go back and email and phone call other members of the Southwest Division and members of the Board of Directors for the Southwest Division and get their input and then provide that also. So there's a lot more input than just the few of us whose names are in this report, certainly. I think we all kind of went back home and gleaned some information from neighboring departments and friends we have in the fire service to put this book together.
Thank you, Chief Jaffa. Chief Kowalski from Connecticut, what did you learn from working with the other authors and the reviewers and the process of getting the report done, and how, once you've seen the document written out and produced as we see in front of us, how do you feel?
I feel pretty remarkable. It was really, like I said before, an honor to be on this with the group that I was with. I learned an awful lot. I learned about the system and developing this type of product that we have here before us, and I'm very proud about the product. I do want to say a couple items on this. Was that when you go to develop your program or go to look at your program, one of the main things you want to do is look at the local laws and regulations within your community that, that you need to follow. That's first and foremost. We say it several times in the book, but I just wanted to make sure that that's covered. We believe certain areas in this as a best practice, but you need to follow the rules and regulations within your locale. The other thing that I found that was most important in this is that we're not just telling departments or talking to departments about forming a program, but we're looking talking to departments about how to handle the youth of America and how we how important it is not just to present them as future firefighters, but how to present them as future Americans, the citizenship aspect of it, the develop their positive values, I think was one of the most interesting portions of this, and how important that is to our book here and also the programs. And that I added as you look in the future and you look in our program, how our juniors have gone out and become various leaders in industry. They've become high up in other aspects besides firefighting, and it's very, very, very proud to see that happen. So that's one of the things that I'm most proud of, too, is to, that's what that will develop.
Well, yesterday at the VCOS symposium, well, first of all, thank you, Chief Kowalski, but yesterday at the keynote speaker at the VCOS symposium, where we are today in Clearwater, Florida, U.S. Fire Administrator Kelvin Cochran mentioned about the pipeline and that he sees or knows of or about the fire service is top heavy on age. And that's not age itself. It's age or years or commitment to the fire service. So where are the next generation of the leadership of the fire service coming up? And I believe, and we believe, by producing this document, encouraging people to start a junior, a cadet, or explorer post, or you have a program, this may enhance it, to help you with that. And hopefully in years to come, as I gave you the example earlier, that who would have known as a junior that I would eventually be in a leadership role and proud to do that, of leading the VCOS. Chief Dan Eagleston, you also serve on the board of directors for the VCOS, and can you give a little background about the volunteer combination officer section and some of the things that we do to accomplish between the symposium, the Beyond Helmets and Hoses program, along with written reports and doing these podcasts?
Certainly, Tim. I've been lucky to be elected to the board last year, and I have to tell you, I was surprised at just how much was going on. It truly is a very active association that's focused on the needs of the volunteer and combination fire service. We are their voice. We are also here to serve our members to strengthen the fire service. I think this is just an example of that. It's something I was just talking to about a chief officer not long ago was about how we could incorporate the ribbon report into our Beyond Hoses and Helmets course that we offer free of charge to departments out there who are looking to strengthen their departments through leadership training. We're very fortunate that we can deliver that program with the support of Pierce Manufacturing. I myself have done four or five last year, but we have a cadre of professional instructors that go out and deliver this, and now we have an opportunity to take the recommendations and the best practices of this report and integrate that in our leadership program to, again, offer that as an incentive, as a product for our members and our departments out there who are looking to establish additional leadership skills for their folks who lead junior and youth programs. So I think this is just one example of what the VCOS can do to help, again, strengthen the volunteer and combination officer section.
Thank you, Chief Eagleston. And can you just comment on the Beyond Helmets and Hoses education and programs? When I'm hearing Beyond Helmets and Hoses, what does that mean? What are the topics that...
Sure. Well, there are really a number of topics. What we offer is an 8 or 16-hour course, leadership course. It's tailored in some cases towards leadership training, which may involve recruitment and retention, or which may involve marketing and advertising your department, could be involved other type items that are non-tactical but mainly related to leading combination or volunteer departments. So we dedicate 16 hours to deliver this course. We have done those in 8 hours. but it's a very active and participative style classroom that we have. It usually involves small group participation around topics that are mainly challenging to that particular department or a group of departments. This is something that's been going on for at least 8 or 9 years now, I think, through the VCRS. It's tremendous growth in that right now. I think we're up to maybe 15 or 16 different courses that we offer out there now, or opportunities that we offer. But again, it's an opportunity to learn from other professionals who have been there, done that. I can tell you from my personal experience, I leave every one of those sessions with ideas myself. So hopefully I leave some behind, but I take some with me. So we're very fortunate, again, with the support through Pierce Manufacturing to deliver this leadership training to those volunteer and combination departments.
So more information for the Beyond Helmets and Hoses program can be available through the VCOS website. You can go to vcos.org for that, or vcosiafc.org, and get more information on an educational opportunity in your area or your region or your county for Beyond Helmets and Hoses program sponsored by Pierce with VCOS.
Right. And on the website, you'll see a staff contact, Joelle Fishkin. You can email her requesting that you be put in for application for the class, and she can handle it from there. We usually like to see anywhere between 30, 35 people at least for a class.
Thank you, Chief Eagleston. And here with me, we have Kevin Kowalski, Mike Jaffa, Cliff Takawana, Dan Eagleston, and Tim Wall, all involved some way with the VCOS. Again, the VCOS reaching out to its membership, getting membership involved, and be careful if Tim Wall calls you to say, hey, you want to help on a committee or be on a project, and before you know it, you'll be writing a report, you'll be on a podcast, and you'll be somewhere. So quickly winding down today's topic, Mike Jaffa, on the Ribbon Report, can you give a flavor of some of the topics that were talked about?
Sure, Tim, thanks. You know, we realized early on that this wasn't just going to be A to Z how to do a program, and we weren't going to be able to just list it out that way. So what we tried to do is take the significant issues and the significant things that we wanted to cover and break it up into some chapters. So this book includes things on administration, how to administer the program you've got or improve the administration of the program you've got, how to deal with some legal issues, both around the kids and around the adult advisors themselves, recruiting, retention, and marketing ideas and techniques, because recruiting and retaining 14, 15, 16-year-olds may be a lot different than recruiting firefighters in their 20s and 30s. Safety, and that stretches out from not only the safety of the kids involved or the youth members involved, but the safety of the adult advisors and the program itself and protecting the department. And also education and training. What kind of training do you give the kids? What kind of training do you give the adult advisors? And what kind of training do you give the firefighters in your department that they're going to be working alongside in some instances? On top of that, we included a lot of things, sample forms from other departments that we got, applications, parental consent forms, things like that. So really, it's a good toolkit. If you read the report front to back, you'll see things duplicated throughout the report. We did that intentionally, although it doesn't seem like it if you read it front to back. We did it intentionally so that when you have a question in the legal area, you're going to get that answer there without reading the whole book if you just need a quick answer. So we tried to address a lot of things throughout the book and address them kind of repeatedly and consistently to give people a best practices view of how to conduct their program.
Chief Jaffa, thank you for joining us on the VCOS podcast today with Firehouse.com. We appreciate your commitment to the youth of America, and thank you very much for your efforts.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Chief Kowalski, any closing comments on the Silver Ribbon Report? And I believe we chose the color following up the fifth series of the VCOS Ribbon Reports because silver is distinguished. And you're a distinguished individual, so thank you for your time and your commitment. But Chief Kowalski, what would you like to add?
No, I just want to wish everyone good luck on their program and selecting a program. I think it's something that the future needs of the fire service will use as a tool. And I appreciate the time or the invitation to be on this committee. Thank you.
Thank you for your efforts, Chief Kowalski. Cliff Takawana, what would you like to add as we close out our panel discussion today in reference to the Silver Ribbon Report opening new doors?
One of the things I wanted to do is, of course, we couldn't all be here at this during this conference, and John Mattson from the SeaTac, Seattle-Tacoma area, has been a fire explorer for us for a good number of years and really did an excellent job of representing firefighting in general and certainly exploring as well. And I really want to thank him for doing that with us and for us. Once again, I, like everybody, has enjoyed being a part of this effort, and I think it'll go a long way in helping to answer a lot of questions. But I also say it's just the beginning. There is help out there, you know, and this is a start. It points you in the right direction. It answers a lot of questions, but it also is a resource for you to get all of the answers that you need and the help and support that you need in conducting a youth program.
Well, Cliff, you brought a good point there about, and I believe one of the other panel members mentioned it, it's a toolbox. It's just something that you can use as a reference to either enhance your program, improve your program, or if you're thinking of starting one, here's some startup information to help you. It's a guideline, as we say. It's a guideline to help. Well, Cliff, thank you for your help and your commitment to the Opening New Doors, the Silver Ribbon Report for guideline and best practices. And with that, as you mentioned, John Mattson, there was another gentleman, or two other gentlemen, Mike Walton from Virginia also, who could not be here with us today, along with Mike McDonald, assistant publisher, National Fire and Rescue Magazine. And Mike, kadoodles to him for his all good his work. He was our editor. He kept us on time. And then if your chapter was delayed, he got a hold of us and said, "Where's your work? Where's your work?" So, but it's been a good group to work with, and VCOS appreciates your commitment. Chief Eagleston, as we wind down, and just what are your closing remarks about the Silver Ribbon Report itself?
Well, you know, like was said, I think this is just a wonderful asset, a wonderful reference guide to those who, again, who are looking to enhance or even start their junior program. I will have to give kudos again to Mike Walton, who cannot be here. He's a battalion chief of the Crozet Volunteer Fire Department in Albemarle, and one of the first people I thought of when we needed resources, because Crozet is coming up on their 100-year anniversary, have had a very successful junior program, and certainly we were glad to have him as part of this team to contribute. But, you know, I think we have a good report here, and I think the members are going to see that it's a great asset for them.
Thank you, Chief Eagleston, and to the panel, to firehouse.com for their help on the podcast. The VCOS is very proud of this publication. Again, the VCOS meeting the mission and the vision for its membership of providing leadership and educational opportunities. So, Dan, fellow board member, I think we've reached that. The investment of this report is going to go 1,000 times more than what it costs to produce and get it out. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it. And if you've heard from Chief Kowalski, Chief Jaffa, Chief Eagleston, Chief Wall, and Cliff Takawana, and we've been discussing the Opening New Doors, the Silver Ribbon Report, guidelines and best practices for a successful youth fire service program. Gentlemen, have a good day and stay safe.
Thank you.
Thanks, thank you.
You
too.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.